Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network. Thank you, Mr. Producer, bringing me back. And guys, I got the Dr. Mary Oz show coming up here in a minute. And we had an episode a couple weeks ago when Dr. Oz brought on Coach Craig, which is one of the Radical Change coaches from the Radical Change Coaching Academy that Dr. Mary Oz created and is the owner of. As you know, Dr. Mary Oz, life coach and a therapist right here on the island. But she knocked it out the park bringing Coach Craig in, and we had a whole bunch of questions for the both of them that we didn't get to. So I believe Dr. Mary Oz is going to bring Coach Craig back. But first, that's up to her. But let me just quickly let you know that you guys can call in if you have a question for Dr. Mary Oz, or if she brings Coach Craig on, which I believe is going to happen, which is a great surprise. You guys can ask questions by phone, which is 631-730-7376. Or you can use the instant feedback, which you guys tend to like, and you could ask Coach Craig or you could ask Dr. Mary Oz any question about Radical Change Coaching at the Radical Change Coaching Academy, because they have a whole team there. I mean, they do energy work, you know, they do life coaching, healing, and they have a system which is going to radically improve your life, and they're just great guests. So if you want to use instant feedback, just give me your name, where you're from, and if you're bashful, just say anonymous, and we'll go that way, okay? So, with no further ado, I would like to introduce the star of the show on the Dr. Mary Oz Show. It's Dr. Mary Oz. Hey, doctor, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you today, Casey?
I'm terrific. Are you, because you're here on the island with us, are you surviving? Are you building igloos, or what are you doing?
Well, you know, the storm was so kind to me, I don't even have to build a snow fort. Because the way one of the drifts hit, it actually just created a wall right around my little gazebo.
Wow.
So it's like I just have an instant fort.
That looks cool. I got to get the address to that, because that looks like fun.
It actually brought me back to childhood, though. It was like, oh, the snow could be fun.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Now, before you give us the surprise we got going on today, can you kind of fill in the blanks? I was telling the audience a little bit about Radical Change, but can you just fill in the blanks for me? Anything you want the audience to know before we get going, and you can introduce who I think you might have.
Yeah, sure. You know, sometimes when I listen to you introduce us, I think, wow, is the audience going to believe we really do all that? End of the 10 or 11 weeks, we're going to find out that we also do some law of attraction and Ho'oponopono healing work as well. But
nice.
So far, we've really been focusing on that I just have this really powerful team of Radical Change coaches that can really help anyone with any issue anywhere. And they are masterfully trained to understand themselves well enough so that they can sit across from someone and get to know them within that first session and really figure out some things about them that's kind of tripping them up in life. And then after that first session, during that first session, part of the system, the coaching system that we teach, really just helps the coach guide the client to realize, my life hasn't been working because I didn't understand this about me, myself. Mm-hmm. So it's really been a thrill to see all of my coaches take the coaching system and get the same results that I get when I work with my clients.
Gotcha. And I think it's so cool that, you know, you go around, you kind of handpick these people. I mean, you know, there's some special people that you got with you.
Yeah, well, you know, the training program is open to everyone,
okay.
But when you come into the program, it's usually a certain person who has a lot of heart, is really healthy, and tends to be a quick learner, and really has healthy boundaries, and really wants to help someone not to feel amazing for themselves, but to really help someone because someone needs that help. So not everyone gets invited to be on the team, but it is a hand-picked team from the people in our program.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Now, Dr. Mary, what do you have as a surprise for us today?
Yeah, you know, we did a show, like you said, a couple of weeks ago with Coach Craig, and I think we all thought it went so fast, we didn't even really get to take any of those questions. So when I was hanging up, everyone was saying, bring Coach Craig back. We want more Coach Craig. So I said, okay, we'll put that in the schedule. So we do have Coach Craig with us today.
All right. Yeah, tell us about Coach Craig. What's his credentials?
I mean, Coach Craig is just amazing. So Coach Craig is, I would think, one of our masterful coaches. He's been with me the longest, as well as Coach Sam. And he just really has a handle on everything I teach. And, you know, one of the things I love about our program is that we teach you a system and a set of tools, but we also teach you when would you use that set of tools and why. And one of the things I'm so proud of Craig for is he really has that. He has that 100%. I can put him in with a couple. I can put him in with an individual. I can put him in with a family. Mm-hmm. And he just really knows where to go. So I'd like to welcome Coach Craig back today.
All right. Welcome, Coach Craig.
Thank you, and thank you again for having me a second time. I really appreciate it.
Hey, you kind of knocked it out the park with Dr. Mary Oz. You guys did a great show, and people, you know, had more questions for you that we didn't get to. So, you know, there's going to be more that come in, but, you know, we wanted to, you know, bring those questions. We didn't want to leave people out. That was a request from Dr. Mary. She's like, if people are going to write in here, I got to answer them. So,
yeah.
Hey, Dr. Mary, do you have the questions from last week? Because there's going to be new ones that come in.
I do. I have the questions from last week.
Okay. So before we get there, Coach Craig, maybe you can kind of, you know, tell us your thoughts. Let me give you the floor just to open this up. Tell us a little bit about how this is have changed you. I know that we talked a little bit, but before we get to the questions, let's just hear what's going on in your world for a minute.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I took the course, and I last time we were on, I talked about how I met Doc Mary at a training in Texas out of the blue, and I just was enamored by the way she spoke about how she taught and who, you know, her program, and I jumped right in, both feet first, and I've been with her for a few years now, and it's been fantastic. It just has changed my life. I've done a 180 in life as far as being the healthiest version of myself, and also with my business, with my coaching business, has just, you know, what I consider blown up because I now know what I'm doing. I now feel super confident as a coach to be able to sit across from, like Doc said, anybody, anywhere, anytime, mm-hmm. and help them with the amount of tools that we have to give to them. And it's just been fantastic. It's been fantastic, and it's just a great ride. It's just a wonderful feeling to be able to, you know, actually help people get to the best place that they can be in life. You know, that just to me is incredible, and it's just been a great ride. I can't, you know, I just love getting up every day. I love getting into my work every day, and you know, she's become not only my mentor but a great friend, and it's just been a pleasure.
How great really is that, Dr. Mary?
Yeah, that is. I don't know if Coach Craig knows it, but he's a keeper, and we're keeping him forever. He's a forever coach.
I got that feeling. I thought it might be fun Dr. Mary, for you to read for the audience, for the ones Mr. Producer gave me, I got Annabelle in New Jersey was the first question. I thought it might be fun if you were to ask Coach Craig that's, you know, just whatever question it may be about. I figured it might be fun for you to read them.
Sure. Okay. So actually the first question was a question for Dr. Mary. So the question was, what are some qualities that you saw in Coach Craig that made you feel he was a good fit for your team? And that's from Annabella in New Jersey, as Casey said.
Good question.
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, honestly, when I first met Craig, I was really excited to see a gentleman, like, so excited about personal self-development. Like, he was all in. And, you know, we're on this weird retreat for something called Ho'oponopono. And here's someone from Long Island, where I came from as well. And he's just really excited about, like, helping others, healing and energy. So, you know, we look for people that are familiar with personal self-development, look for people that are very loving and gentle and kind, that can create space for someone when they work with them. A definite requirement is you have to be healthy enough to be on our team. Like, we don't want coaches that are ever going to hurt anybody. We don't want coaches that are coaching to feel great about themselves. We want coaches that really care about changing people's lives. Mm-hmm. And also, I knew from the beginning that Coach Craig was a quick learner. Like, I could tell when we had conversation that he's not only eager to learn, I could share something with him, he could process it, and then he could have a conversation with me about it. And I find that those qualities are really what all our coaches have. Those are some of the great qualities.
You told me being a good listener, that's huge. And it sounds like you saw that right away in Coach Craig.
Yeah, and like we even teach in the program, we consider being a good listener is listening with your head, heart, and gut, right? So someone who's really self-aware, that's one of the requirements of being healthy is that you really have good self-awareness,
Gotcha. Yeah. All right, what else you got? Dr. Mary Oz, everybody.
Yes, thank you. So the next question was for Coach Craig. Hey, Coach Craig.
Hey.
What does it look? Well, this is them talking to you, right? Hey, Coach Craig, what does it look like when you get to know a new client? What do you like to discuss with your new clients in the first session? And that's from Ashton in Miami.
Nice.
Thank you, Ashton. Thank you for the question. For me, it's just first time I meet a client, I just give me a short background about yourself. Let me know who you are, and then we jump right in. We jump right into the ways of being and the needs, and I teach them that, and we try in the first session to pin down their order of needs. That's the first thing we try to. Sometimes we get it right away. Sometimes it takes a little bit, right? And, I once had this family come to me. It was a mom, dad, and a daughter, and we nailed it the first time that they called me up right after that and said, "You fixed everything. Thank you so much." And
nice.
Now, listen, from a business point of view, that's not the best.
Yeah, Dr. Mary wasn't happy. Just joking.
That process was just like, I loved it. I was like, great, we did it, we're done. And of course, Doc's standing there with her hands on her hips, shaking her head at me. But it's good to get it done right away. Like, so that's my thing. We dive right in.
Yeah, I knew you were good, but I didn't know you were that good.
Not that I'm that good. It's just that some people pick up on it so quickly that you can get it done that quickly. And again, not being a therapist, I don't want to just talk to you the whole time. I don't want to just let you talk. My thing is, let's get the work done right away. Let's go in and get it done.
Gotcha.
That's what I love about coaching. We can dive in right away, and the tools are so set up that if you can grasp them, you can run with them.
Got it.
So it's great.
Hey, let me piggyback on that question to Dr. Oz.
Yeah.
Dr. Oz, what do you do when you get, say, those three same people, in different bodies come in, and they're all over the place? Is it just your experience that kind of, whittles them down to what the real problem is? I'm sure it they're not all going to be, instant successes. What do you do when you get someone who's all over the place?
So honestly, in a situation like that, whether you're a coach or a therapist, you're gonna size up what's going on in the room, and you're actually looking for who's the person in the room that if I don't connect with them, this isn't going to work, right? So I have three bodies in my room. I'm kind of sizing. Are you going to be able to be healthy and cooperate and help this process? Okay, are you going to be able to do that? How about person number three? And whoever's, I get the weakest sense that they're going to be able to do that. Maybe they're talking to someone. Maybe they're just rambling. Whoever the toughest person in the room is, I work the hardest to connect and redirect.
Great
or
point.
Or we're really not going to get too far. So that's a great question.
Great point.
You want to be on the team, Casey?
Well, with the people that I've met and the people you brought on, this is a collection of people that care about helping other people, man. It's pretty cool. And that was that's a great answer because I know, I don't know, I could fit in a thimble compared to what you know. But I do know if you talk to a couple people, you know that if you don't pay a certain amount of attention to one person, that can make the whole energy.
Right.
Right?
Right, you're right. And then the other thing that I would have to do as a coach or a therapist is as I'm over-connecting with that person so that things can happen, I'm also going to be very verbal and honest and say, hey, listen, I know you guys see me focusing a lot on person one here, person A, right? But I want to let you know, next week we're going to focus on each of you too, right?
Wow.
So I have to also balance everything and let them know this isn't what it's going to be like every week.
Wow.
This is our starting week, but I got to help you guys out one by one until we all get on the same page.
Doctor, that's the marks of a pro. Yeah, go, please.
I just want to add to that because I've been in the room with Doc when she's coached, and I've watched her. She's a master at, let's say, one person needs to talk the whole time. She's a master at, like, with all due respect, let me get to somebody else here. Let me hear that side. She's so fair at bringing both sides in so that you don't just get one perspective. And it's like, that's a beautiful gift she has. You know, she's able to do it with not, and she's so caring and she's so loving. She does it in such a professional way. It's not like, hey, you, silence. You know, it's so nice that it's a pleasure to watch. It really is.
Wow. Yeah, that's a pro right there. That's because, I mean, what do you really, I mean, it must have taken a while to learn that. Because you don't want to upset anybody, but yet you don't want to miss out on an opportunity. Pretty cool to get into the inside of what you guys do. Pretty neat.
You know, it's also very cool, you know, just to backtrack on two things. One is, Craig was mentioning helping somebody quickly, right? So, one, it's such a joy when our goal is not always to create, not just to create radical change, but to create radical change as quickly as possible with the most amount of ease and the least amount of pain. So there really is something about our program that the coaches thrive on, like, how quickly can we help you but get it done right, right?
Got it.
So whether it's one person or three people. And then the other thing is, how do I determine who that difficult person is, right, in the room? That goes back to our training and our coaching system called the Ways of Being, where because I'm watching how you talk, what you say, how you present yourself, what language you use, just by observing you for 20 or 30 minutes, I begin to get a sense of what's your biggest need. And once I know your biggest need, I know how to handle you in a good way.
Okay. Yeah, it's like I said, really neat to get into the ends of how you guys help people. Hey, we got to take a short break, but there are a bunch of instant feedback just came in, but you still have some more that we're going to get to. But right before the break, can you guys tell the audience how to get a hold of you and what you got going on, and then we'll break and come back right to it.
Sure. You can always give us a call directly in our East Islip office, 631-650-5580, or you can check out our whole team on the website, Dr., that's D-R, Mary, MaryOz.com.
Beautiful. Coach Craig, do you know where this this snow bluff is that we can turn into an igloo?
I'm going over there today. I'm going to fortify myself.
Bring your own snowballs, Craig.
All right. Awesome, guys. Hey, we'll be right back. Stay right there.
Socks are the number one most requested item in homeless shelters. Underwear is the second, shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Do you want better health with natural solutions that work? East Wind Acupuncture, a 20-year traditional Chinese medicine clinic in Chesterton, Indiana, does just that, offering acupuncture, herbs, massage therapy, and nutritional support. East Wind has helped thousands of people eliminate symptoms and regain health. They offer a comprehensive health review, Chinese medical exam including tongue and pulse diagnosis, and customized treatments designed for optimum results. They also offer educational programs, lifestyle classes, and workshops. For more information or to schedule your free health consultation, visit the website ewacupuncture.com or call 219-395-9928. East Wind Acupuncture, restoring health naturally.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
All right, thank you, Mr. Producer. We're back on the Dr. Mary Oz Show with her special guest today is Coach Craig. Welcome back, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Good to be here. All right, Dr. Mary, let me throw it back to you because I know you got some more questions, and I got some new ones too. So let's get the ones that you have first, and then we'll go on.
Okay, so I'm going to do two quick, easy ones, and then we'll go back to where a tougher question.
Okay, sure.
So a real simple one is, this is from Rachel in New Jersey. Do you have payment plans for your Radical Change program? And yes, we have payment plans. You can pay in full up front, or you can pay as you go through the program. You can pay for 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, up to 6 months. So we make it affordable because we want to help as many people as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone else, let's see, Mark from New York, the city, asked, mm-hmm. I have a 10-year-old that gets a lot of anxiety when it comes to school. I don't know what to do. Do you work with children? And yes, I work with children. Coach Sam and therapist Sam as well works with children. She's our child specialist, so we definitely can help out Mark from New York City, and we do telehealth as well as in-person.
Okay. Can you tell everybody how they'd get a hold of you? Just one more time. I know.
Yeah, the best thing to do is really just call me directly at 631-650-5580.
Okay. Great. What else you got, Dr. Mary?
This is for Coach Craig.
All right.
It's so important that we answer this question today. When you hear stories about people being mistreated by their significant other, do you have to block those things out of your thoughts once you're at home after work?
Mm.
And that's from Michelle at Atlanta.
Brave, Michelle.
What a great question.
Yeah.
Great question. I really appreciate that question. For me, yeah, so in the beginning, that was really difficult, right? I'm sort of a little empathic, so you do take on some of that when you're with a client, right? So I had to learn some techniques, and I knew them, but I use them now after sessions, right? So if I have a tough session with somebody who's something heavy, I'll do some Ho'oponopono on myself to clear it, to clean it and clear it, right? And then I also use a little technique that I call I'm just visiting. So when you're with me for that hour, I'm giving you 120% in that hour. And then once you leave, I have to say, okay, I just visited with that person. I empathized with that person. I felt what they felt. And now I got to just compartmentalize it for the rest of the day so I don't get knocked off a track.
Mm.
And, you know, when I come home, I do a lot of my own, you know, meditations and things to keep myself grounded. But very, very good question. Like,
yeah.
I've gone to, you know, therapists for a long time. And I always ask the therapist, are you in therapy? You know, because I want to make sure that they have an outlet. So, yeah, you have to have outlets that help you shed some of the darker stuff that comes in.
Gotcha.
Definitely.
Yeah. Dr. Oz, what are your thoughts about kind of, as they say, leaving it in the office?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely benefit to leaving it in the office. And I think, again, in order to be a really good therapist and a coach, you have to have those healthy boundaries that you know how to sit in front of a session, be totally present like Craig's talking about, but then when the session is over, not have it carried over to the next session or carried over to your home life. But, you know, also to help out this woman as well, I would just also like to let her know, based on her question, if she was working with one of our coaches, we would use one of our coaching tools, which we call healthy versus unhealthy. And we would actually help her see how healthy are you, how healthy is your spouse or your significant other, and are there some unhealthy boundaries that makes you feel like you can't be yourself. I mean, this would be a referral for us,
uh-huh.
that we could help with our eyes closed and radically make a difference for herself and her relationship.
Nice.
You know, so no one should ever shut down their own thoughts, feelings, and needs in a loving relationship.
Gotcha. Well, I'm glad that woman wrote in, and good luck to that woman. Do you have any more for us?
I've got one more for both Coach Craig and I. If Coach Craig wants, he can jump in.
Okay.
How have you both had to change your coaching methods and messages since the start of the pandemic?
Hmm.
And that's Terry from CT, Connecticut.
Another really good question. you know, again, one-on-one, whatever it is, couples, whatever you're doing, I like to be in the room so that you can look at the body language, see what's happening with the person. So it was an adjustment to have to go, you know, we do a lot on Zoom now. I do a lot of Zoom calls with patients because of the Omicron and the virus. And, you know, it was a big adjustment at first to really, you know, look at people through a screen instead of having them right in front of you. So that's a really good question. But I think now that we're somewhere a year and a half, 2 years into doing it this way, I've gotten used to it. And I think I can pick up on, you know, body languages and movements and things that people do over telehealth almost as well as I could if they were in the room.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was an adjustment, but I think I've gotten used to it over this time.
How about you, Dr. Mary?
Yeah, I totally agree with Craig. And the only thing I would add is that, you know, I tend to see like 45 people a week, and I can tell you the conversation changed, right? So the conversation during the pandemic has been a lot more about anxiety, depression, fear of missing out on things, and politics. I've never had to talk about politics in my private practice.
Oh my God.
Pre the pandemic, but politics for the first year and a half of the pandemic was a hot issue every day, every week.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to go where your clients need to go.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we've been speaking on the Dr. Mary Oz show with special guest today, Coach Craig. Dr. Mary, we're out of time here, but let me give you the final word. But let me just say goodbye to Coach Craig first, and then I'll come back to you, and then you can tell us how to get a hold of you. Great show, guys. Thank you for answering the audience's questions, and I have more in. I'm sorry I didn't get to you guys, but we'll try. But Coach Craig, thanks for taking the time and coming on, and you're a great guest, and love what you're doing. Let me give you the final word for you to kind of take us out on, and then I'll go to the star of the show.
Yeah, all right. Thank you again. Thanks for having me a second time. I appreciate it. I thank you for all the questions. They're phenomenal. I really appreciate people taking the time to write in and ask those questions. And, you know, I hope we were able to answer them to the fullest of our ability and what they needed. And anything you ever need, just please reach out to Dr. Mary Oz or jump on the website. We're all there. And we do really have a great team. And it's just a life-changing thing that you'll go through once you reach out. And I want to thank Doc once again for helping me in my life and helping me in my business and becoming such a great mentor and friend. And thank you, Casey, for having me on again.
Thank you, Coach, and it sounds like a great team. Dr. Mary Oz, let me give you the final word here.
Yes, thank you, Craig. Thank you. Thank you for those words. I just want to let the audience know, if you're struggling with something within yourself, within a relationship, within a family, if you know a whole family struggling, we can help families as well. If you have a goal that you just want some support, that's where the coaching aspect comes in as well. But if you just feel like 2022 is the year for change for you, we have open appointments, we have therapists, we have coaches, we have energy healers, and we really like to be there for you. So the best thing to do is visit our website at DrMaryOz.com, that's DR for abbreviation of doctor, DrMaryOz.com, or you can call us at 631-650-5580, and you'll actually talk to me because I'm the one who takes all those calls.
All right, awesome. Another great show, and thank you both so much. Thank you to the audience, and can't wait to hear what you guys got to say next. So we'll be right back, guys.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.